So these two, renunciation and compassion, we try to contemplate before we begin going for refuge. We kind of contemplate the causes of going for refuge, renunciation and compassion. And then thirdly, we need to turn to the objects of refuge themselves, which are Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Buddha, his teachings, the Dharma, and his followers, the Sangha, the pure spiritual practitioners. And if we have time in our meditation before we recite the prayers, we should contemplate their good qualities, how they are free from samsaric suffering, how they possess the power to liberate all living beings, and how we can therefore seek real refuge in them. We can actually go for refuge to those beings and be confident that we shall become free from suffering ourselves. So we generate believing faith, believing the three jewels have the power to stop all suffering of all living beings. If we put the Dharma into practice, sincerely and purely, we receive blessings from Buddha, and we receive help and support from the Sangha, then we believe that we can attain liberation and enlightenment without too much difficulty. And our refuge is then taking us into the liberating path. We are entering into the paths, the correct paths to liberation and enlightenment. Okay, so this is something about refuge. Before I begin to tell you about the words in the booklet, which say, I go for refuge until I am enlightened. Okay, so that's the first lines of the prayers. I go for refuge until I am enlightened. So it's not just enough for this life. We're not going for refuge for a few days. We're going for refuge life after life until we attain enlightenment. Who are we going for refuge to? We're going for refuge to the Guru, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Ooh, Guru. So it looks like we now have four jewels. In fact, this is true, because in reality, the Guru is the cause of Buddha, who in turn is the cause of Dharma, or who gives rise to Sangha. So maybe we never heard this before, but it's completely true. All the Buddhas, since beginningless time, each and every single Buddha, enlightened being, became enlightened in dependence upon receiving help, teachings, blessings, empowerments, transmissions, support from their guru, from the teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni. All the Buddhas received help and support from their teacher, and through following their teacher's instructions, putting their teacher's explanations into practice sincerely, then finally they attained enlightenment. And then they began to teach the Dharma. And from these teachings, many people became Sangha, became realized beings. Normally we don't talk about the Guru in the three jewels, but in reality, if we understand this explanation, it's correct to say, I go for refuge to the Guru, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. In fact, you can just think, I go for refuge to the Guru, thinking that the Guru symbolizes all three jewels. You know, we say his mind is the Buddha jewel, his speech is the Dharma jewel, and his body is the Sangha jewel. You know, we think like this about our teacher. We should try to think like this about the teacher. You know, his mind is the Buddha jewel, his speech is the Dharma jewel, his body is the Sangha jewel, pure spiritual practitioners like this. This gives us great confidence because we have the three jewels with us all the time. Our spiritual guide is always with us, always working for our benefit, always trying to encourage us, to help us, to give us teachings, to set a good example, to put the teachings into practice themselves, to to make themselves happy, solve their own problems, and show everybody else how to do the same. This is our kind teacher, creating all the conditions that we need to make progress in our practice, giving us material things if we need them. There isn't anything that our spiritual guide doesn't give to us for our spiritual path. Our spiritual guide is like our mother and our father combined, you know, like both parents condensed into one. Our spiritual guide is the kindest of all beings, even kinder than all the Buddhas, we say. All the Buddhas we have no connection with, but our spiritual guide we have a direct connection with. That person is the one who is passing on to us the instructions, the blessings, the empowerments, transmissions, and all the things that we need. Acting as the representative of all the Buddhas. So for us, that person is, we say, even kinder than Buddha Shakyamuni. He's our direct helper. You know, when we are impoverished, when we're on the streets begging, the kindest person is the one who gives us a little bit of food, a little bit of money, and helps us to become stronger. Yeah? Later on, when we've found ourselves a job and we've got out of the trouble and so forth, other people help us too. But we never forget the kindness of the person who helped us when we were desperate, when we were really in trouble. This is our spiritual guide. You know, in our spiritual poverty, our spiritual guide is helping us all the time, trying to increase our merit. So in truth, we say to the Guru, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, but we can try to think principally Guru. And remember, he is the embodiment. He or she is the embodiment of all three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, for us, directly. You know, if we do this, then we receive the blessings of all the Buddhas through our spiritual guide. The Buddhas do not need to be invited from a long way away. Come here and bless me. If we have this special recognition of our teacher, then naturally we will receive blessings through our teacher.